Here comes the star attraction, so don't you budge. Here comes the man of action, here comes the judge.
We'll need a man of inaction on monitor this half hour. He's a non-candidate for the presidency, and he's got a lot of non-campaigning to do. I'm your non-host, Morgan. Here's music, Steve Lawrence, and I'm Falling Down.
Before I met you, skies were gray. And it's been sunny since that day you came my way. Just like a firefly, your lovely mind was all my eyes could see. When I try to sleep at night, I get a roller coaster feeling deep inside. I look for trees to climb. I know I'm gonna blow my mind on you.
You at the Dazzling Hemisphere World Exposition at San Antonio, Texas. And the going is great, too, when you relax, refresh, and refuel at Stuckey's, America's famous highway refreshment centers coast to coast. Now you get a generous box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 or more gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. Every trip's a pleasure trip when you stop at Stuckey's.
Monitors ring around the world. A weekend series of close-ups of people and events. Brought to you by RCA. Get color TV values now during RCA color preview days. In a minute, a report on the current division in world communism caused by the Czech occupation. First, this message.
The World Series. Pro football. Comedy shows. That's just the beginning of the great TV entertainment awaiting you this fall. How would you like to see all the new shows and sports on RCA Color TV for the next 5 months without paying a penny until February 1st? Right now, during RCA Color Preview Days, you can get 1969 Color TV. RCA Color TV for no money down, no payment until February 1st. Choose from 14 and 18-inch diagonal screen portables and big screen consoles. Enjoy your RCA Color TV for 5 great months before you even pay a penny. See your participating RCA dealer during RCA Color Preview Days, now till September 15th. It's going to be a great season for color.
Now, here's Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
What the world is watching now seems to be the final disintegration of the worldwide communist movement. Czech nationalism and the Czechs' stubborn but peaceful resistance to the Soviet military takeover have made it clear to the Kremlin leadership that the ruinous course they have been following in Czechoslovakia can lead only to disaster. The incredible picture now unfolding is of the deposed leadership of an occupied country holding all the aces while the occupiers squirm and try to save face. It is impossible to tell with any certainty at this juncture what will issue from the Kremlin conference, which now includes East Germany, Poland, Hungary, and Bulgaria. It was originally planned as a 2 or 3 hour talk, but it is now worn through a third day. Participating are the very Czech leaders who were branded as collaborators or worse with the forces of counter-revolution: Alexander Dubček, Oldřich Černík, and Joseph Smirkovský, along with Czech President Ludwig Svoboda, who may be the coolest of them all. In the last analysis, what comes of the Kremlin meeting is anti-climax. It now seems certain that the forces of liberalization will prevail in Czechoslovakia, and that Soviet prestige, already mauled, will suffer even further. There are pro-Czech demonstrations now in East Germany, an unprecedented act of courage. Anti-Soviet feeling is running higher than ever in Romania and Yugoslavia. It is only a question of time before the trouble spreads to Poland, to Hungary, to Bulgaria, and finally to the Soviet Union, where liberals and intellectuals need only an infusion of courage to air their dissidents. Most Western observers feel the talk of counter-revolution in Czechoslovakia is a Kremlin myth, that the Czechs were not anti-socialist, nor even anti-Soviet when all this started last February. Nor do most people feel that there is any widespread anti-socialism feeling in any of the Bloc countries. What the Soviets have failed to understand is that the revolt is against repression, economic failure, monolithic domination, and dull-witted refusal to modernize a senile political philosophy. Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
Ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events was also brought to you by State Farm.
I'm Phil Foster. Hey, I just wrote one of those catchy radio jingles. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and I'll insure it with a low-cost homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty. What's the matter? I don't hear nobody tapping their foot.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Here's a new song by the Vogues, My Special Angel.
Thank you. have the responsibility to enforce our laws and our judges who have the responsibility to interpret them be dedicated to the great principles of civil rights, but let them also recognize that the first civil right of every American is to be free from domestic violence, and that right must be guaranteed in this country.
Who's the one with new ideas to restore law and order? Nixon's the one. The preceding political announcement was paid for by United Citizens for Nixon Agnew.
Wait just a couple of seconds. Okay. At 12 before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor, exploring the new language of politics this afternoon. William Sapphire defines a term that goes back a ways, word healer.
That is one of the old ones in American politics. That goes back to the 1830s and possibly comes from English politics. A word healer is a hanger-on, it's a derogation of a regular politician.
He hangs around the clubhouse.
Right. Now, there's nothing wrong with hanging around a clubhouse. And now it's changed to aspects of participatory democracy. You can change it around if you like. But anybody who is connected with a political organization is, and somebody wants to knock them, they'll call them a word healer.
Ever wonder about the phrase dark horse? We'll find out where that came from later this afternoon. Right now, we close the dictionary.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers, 18 and over eligible, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Dean Martin and a little five-card stud.
He was king with five-card stud. Game was five card stud. He was hard to beat. Rather play than eat. Long as it was five card stud. When he played for blood. When this rambling gambling man said, "Dino, you had better beware. And he'd leave you broke, then he'd make a joke as he slyly grinned. Then he'd say, that's enough today, and he'd ride away like the wind. Stud was all he lived and dreamed, and now I'm gonna find a scene. Like his gallant pal, then he'd up and run. Right back to five card stud. Never played two hands the same. He could bluff you blind and swear that he invented the game. How he loved that five card stud. Life to him was five card stud. When he played for blood.
Romance never found you, not a man in sight. Now suddenly they surround me, think my toothpaste is ultra bright. Oh, ultra bright answers my life. Whoa, ultra bright changed my whole life. When I smile strong and squeal as a kiss or two they steal. Ultra bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
You're hot, dirty, and miles away from soap and water. Then, suddenly you remember. You have some wash and dry in your pocket. You wipe your face with a wash and dry towelette. And then instead of feeling hot and dirty, you feel clean and refreshed. Smart people everywhere clean and freshen up any place without soap and water with Wash and Dry. Shouldn't you?
Well, you've met a lot of candidates lately. How'd you like to meet a non-candidate for the job of non-president? We're going to, just as soon as we can pull the platform out from under him. He was interviewed for Monitor by Alan Jay in Philadelphia, an appropriate location because, as you know, it's not the capital of the United States.
We're talking with Jay Crewson Schuster, America's only active non-candidate for the presidency of the United States.
What makes you think that you are the only non-active candidate for president?
Well, I am the only active non-candidate right now. There is no one else that is seeking non-election as actively as I am.
Why are you doing this, Mr.?
Well, I feel that I would make a rotten president.
Well, aren't you as unqualified as many of us?
Yes, I think so, and I think it's every American's right to refuse to run, and I'm the only one that's doing anything about it.
Mr. Schuster, what are your relations with the press?
I try to keep very poor relationships with the press because I'm always afraid that the press will say something about me, put me in a good light, and therefore gain favor from the voters. Of course, what I'm looking for is voter disfavor.
Mr. Schuster, how much is your campaign costing? Your non-campaign, I should say.
Well, we have a campaign budget of 45 cents, and thus far we have spent 38 cents.
Who contributed the 45 cents?
This 45 cents came from anonymous philanthropists throughout the country who feel that I should not be president. I, of course, cannot divulge their names.
And why have you spent 38 cents of that 45 cents on your campaign?
Well, the 38 cents was necessary for postage and things like this. Parking meters for our one-car motorcade.
Would you advise others to stay out of politics?
I think if a man is truly not qualified to be president, then he should do something about it.
And what should he do about it?
He should actively not run for office.
Well, what about your friends? What do they say about this?
My friends are very much in favor of the campaign. All of them realize that I would make a terrible president, and they, of course, are doing all that they can in getting my petition signed and things like this.
Mr. Schuster, what do you tell people who suggest that you go back where you came from, presumably to Russia or Red China?
Well, I just tell these people that I feel that everyone should go back where they came from. I think the Italians should go back to Italy, the Irish should go back to Ireland, the Indians should go back to India, etc. This would eliminate people in the country, and it would also solve all the problems we have in traffic jams on our expressways throughout the nation.
Your answer to the overpopulation problem, right?
Right, it's for everyone to go home.
But Thomas Wolfe said you can't go home again.
Well,
what did he know?
That's right. Mm.
Do you have a philosophy about politics? Seriously, Mr. Schuster.
Yes, I do.
I suppose my next question is, what is that philosophy?
Well, I'd rather not go into it.
Thank you very much, Mr. J. Crewson Schuster, America's only active non-candidate for presidency. And this is Alan J. for Monitor.
I say a laugh a day and you can choke to death. Why don't the Assiniboans go back to Mongolia? I don't think this is appropriate, but there'll be gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Democratic Convention beginning tomorrow evening on NBC.
You're talking about the time that you used to have. I said you're telling the story of the good old days. You know, a long time ago, folks used to take their clothes down to the river, put them in the cold water, and beat the dirt out of them with the rocks to get them clean. Today, you can still put your clothes in cold water and beat the dirt out by rocking your clothes with cold power powder. Because it's made to get out the worst kind of dirt, even in cold water. Never worry about shrinking or fading, colors running or staining like they can in hot water. You get a clean, bright wash with cold power powder, folks. A bright wash today, get a white wash today. If you sock some cold power to it, baby, sock some cold power to it. Thank you.
Pancho Gonzalez, puppet on a string. Morgan, at the end of his rope. In a minute, there'll be NBC News on the hour. Then more of Monitor.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind. There's been lots more.